Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Rundown. In the last issue, we left Thor standing on top of a rooftop, waiting on Odin to summon him. So let's see what happens next.
In the very next issue, he sees the signs of Ragnarok going on, and he decides, alright, well, I guess it's time for me to go back. So I don't know why he was waiting on the summons, if he saw the signs.
Okay.
So, but as, like I said, he sees the signs for Ragnarok, he goes to get Sif, and then we see the no-name nurse again. And this is where I get it. The My Lady Sif. So I think that's where I got the lady part added to it. But so he heals her. I guess heals her. I don't get what the ray is from the Meow Meow we're doing. But I do like how he's... The nurse is like, your hammer. Those strange rays. And then Thor's
be
like...
Be silent.
Be thou silent woman. So respectful. And then next panel, nurse be gone. So, oh, it is a healing. Let the Uru enchantment of my mallet speed the healing of my lady. So I guess it helped heal her so that they can go back to Asgard.
Why didn't he just do that in the first place?
Yeah, comics. That's my answer for everything, comics. So they head back to Asgard. They're on the, I'm assuming the Rainbow Road. Although, it's all silver. So, we flip over to the next page, and it's Baldur fighting the Legion of the Lost, controlled by Carnilla. And all these guys apparently were... The reason they stayed, and the reason they're being controlled, I feel like, was either because they themselves did not give in to her whims, and she just took control. Mm-hmm. Or they did give in to her whims, and then she took control.
Okay.
So, it's one or the other. But they start attacking Baldur. And Baldur stands readily. He's fighting all of them. There's about, I think, five guys there that he's fighting. And he's, you know, he's holding them off on his own for the time being. Next page, we get the colonizers, who I believe are on Ego, the living planet. And the only reason I'm bringing them up here is because of the Recorder, who's this robot that just literally...
takes an account of things.
Yeah, he just records everything. But I'm also bringing them up because I know that they come into play later on in other issues. Not in what we're covering today, but probably in a future episode.
Right.
So they are on Ego. They're doing something there. Yeah. We then go over to the Warriors 3. Fandral, Volstagg, and Hogan. My introduction to these guys was through the movie. I know they've been around forever, but I never really read Thor comics.
So. Okay.
And I did like who they had in the movies. So we come up to them fighting. I don't really know what they're fighting. Just having some sort of battle because what they do. They just like to fight.
They were literally battling about of boredom.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Thank you. See, that's what you get for reading, folks. Read your books. Loki comes in. And basically, because he is king at the moment...
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, you guys, you three, you need to go fight the Mangog because he's a big beast and he's going to be problematic. So, he's the sole survivor of a long dead race. You guys need to go stop him. This is literally just Loki trying to get all of Thor's friends
gone.
Yeah. Which is great because Volstagg himself, he's like, well, I got to go. I love this. I must bid farewell to my devoted wife. And... Hogan's like, devoted wife indeed. 'Twas to escape her ire that he disjoin us. he's literally a scaredy cat, which is kind of funny. But after Loki sends them out, then Thor shows up. So they literally just must have passed on the road. Or they different exits. I don't know. You would think he would have saw them leaving. But Thor shows up and he's like, why are you sitting on Odin's throne? And Loki's like, well, he's in his Odin sleep, and you weren't here, so now I'm ruling. You can't do anything about that. Sorry, bub.
Huh.
It's just this law.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, that's fine. So what are we going to do about Ragnarok? You know, it seems like it's all the signs are pointing to it coming. And what are we going to do about the Mangog? How are we going to stop him? And Loki's like, that's your business. My business is to rule. You go take care of him. He's just... basically, not blowing him off, but trying to trying to purposely get him out there so he doesn't have to deal with him.
Right.
And while he does this, or while that's going on, Maringot himself is heading toward Asgard as best he can. He ends up coming across these storm giants who are leagues taller than him.
Right.
And handily just takes them out like they were nothing. Then he comes up to this outpost and easily destroys that like it's nothing. Like, takes care of all of these Asgardian warriors. This is a scene I actually enjoyed. They say to employ the Odinian Force Arrow, which looks like a freaking rocket. If that's what the arrow is, right. I'll be an archer. That's fine.
Right.
But so they shoot that off. It hits this mountain, and all of the mountain and debris come falling on the Mangog. And everybody's all like, oh yeah, we totally saved Asgard. Mangog's down. He can't do anything. Until they start hearing some rumbling, and all the rocks are just gone. Because I think around this time is when Mangog declares that, he's trying to get unsheath the Odin sword to bring upon Ragnarok, and nothing can stop him because he has the might of a billion beings. Because you find out what actually happens is that Odin, I'm going to say destroyed. I don't think he didn't actually destroy him, but this race was dying. And Odin destroyed them. I'm using air quotes when I say destroyed. And their last effort was to create the Mangog to basically take their vengeance on Odin.
Mm-hmm.
Odin put the Mangog in the cave to keep him, to basically subdue the power in his eyes, what he's saying. But as this is going on, we see that Thor and Loki are looking on Mangog, and through this mystic Visig crystal. So, basically early security system.
Like a crystal ball.
Well, yeah. That actually
works. Or a mirror.
And right about now is when Loki starts to worry because...
things are getting bad.
Yeah, nothing's stopped the Mangog. And he's like, so you gotta go take care of Mangog, right, Thor? Like, you gotta go do that because I can't. I'm too scared. Which is funny. Seeing Loki be
afraid.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And really, I know I'm seeing the pictures here, but just thinking of Tom Hiddleston. Being all scared is odd.
When you know the characters that you've seen in the movies, you kind of like put them back into the story.
Yeah. So Thor, basically, he goes to not really say goodbye to his dad, but just kind of, visit him real quick and make sure he's doing good. He tells Sif that she needs to stay and help guard Asgard as he goes out to take care of Mangog. She argues a little bit, and he's like, no, you need to stay. You, if nothing else, you're strong, you're a fierce warrior, you'll be able to handle what's coming. So he goes out to try and, goes out into, I don't really know what the outer Asgard limits are called. I'm assuming just the whole realm is Asgard.
Okay.
So he goes out into Asgard. Yeah, you got like, they're in the inner city. And then Asgard is a place.
So this Mangog is actually not... he's in Asgard.
That's what I would assume. Because I know later on...
not like another part of the realms?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Because I know later on... he talks about getting into the inner city. So I'm assuming Asgard is just the realm in general. And he's just in there just trying to get to the heart of it all. And on his way to try and find Asgard... or, I'm sorry, Mangog... Thor comes across a couple warriors that were basically
left
beaten up, just practically destroyed by Mangog. And that just kind of strengthens his resolve on finding him and stopping him. And so he even sees...
It's another chance for them to drive home how much strength the Mangog has.
Yes.
Within two pages. Billion warriors.
Well, that's the great thing, because next issue he says that like almost every chance he gets. But as he comes up to this rock formation, and he sees the hand of Fandral, because what happens is that Mangog had captured the Warriors Three in this little rock alcove. Not as bait or anything, just she's like, I'll deal with you guys later. You're nothing to me. And as Thor is trying to help remove the rocks, Mangog captures him.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will be back very soon with the next chapter of To Wake the Mangog.